Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our generation's team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host, as you know, and publisher of Generations Magazine. Thanks for tuning in. And if you're listening to us on our website, that means you missed a show Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m., which is quite fine. But yeah, on our website, people love to go back there and listen to the show, catch different topics, because as we age or our parents age, you know, there's no telling what's going to happen. Unfortunately, you know, we're all going to pass on. And so hospice may be a question down the road for you, even though you may be healthy. It's something that I think we all need to educate ourselves throughout our life. I'm 61 now. I'm still learning about health issues, parents' issues, sibling issues, different cost of care. And I talk to people every day about these kinds of issues. So, yeah, our website houses all the past radio shows, OC16 shows. We did 2 years of that. Our webinars that are every third Wednesday of the month at 11:30 to 1, which Rick Tabor runs that. It is housed on our website. We will probably be doing up to two or three a month starting in July. So check out those out. That's really informative. That's an hour and a half of a webinar on great topics, great speakers. And you can see the person, you can see the PowerPoint, everything going on. So thanks to everybody. As you know, the April May issue is out, featuring Carolee Nishi, and it's amazing how many people she knows. Just about every day I talk to somebody who goes, hey, I know her, or she's my client, or I've been to her classes, ukulele classes and hula classes. So thank you to Carolee, and of course Rob and her daughter for allowing us to tell their story, and it's a wonderful story. And so you seniors out there that tell me, oh, I don't do tech, or I don't know tech, listen, read the article. Carolee is pretty tech savvy for age, and I don't expect everybody to know everything about tech and our phones and our webinars, but some basic things that you can learn very, very easy. So check her out. And as well, as you know, all our past issues of Generations Magazine is on our website. Just go to generations808.com. And lastly, we have our social media page on Facebook, GenMag808, or just Google, or just plug in searching Generations Magazine. You'll find us there. We do post 3 to 4 times a week about our website, our radio shows, our webinars, and of course, the issues in Generations Magazine. So anyway, our guest today has been here before. One of our longtime partners and writers for the magazine. She's actually featured in this April May issue of Generations. Cynthia Arnold. I'm used to Cynthia Goya, but Cynthia Arnold. And she's one of our longtime partners, and she's with Senior Move Manager in Declutter Hawaii. And so welcome to the show, Cynthia.
Thank you for having me. Yes. It's always nice to be here.
Oh, yeah. I'm Wal G3. He reads the magazine, right, G3? Yeah, he knows all our partners that come into to our daily radio shows. And as you guys know, all our partners are experts in their field. All the articles talk about their field. They don't say they're the best people. They don't say they're the only people. They talk about the industry. As a brand, as an education piece, it's very, very important to really understand how that works, because I hear so many people, oh, I want to go with the best company, or I want to want the who does the most. No, everybody's situation is different. So please understand that. But Cynthia, Senior Move Manager, has been around how many years now? Declutter?
11 years now.
11 years, amazing. Yes. I mean, I've been in this 19 years, and it's amazing, and it's interesting how prevalent clutter is. I mean, even in my family, in my house. So, I mean, I built 2 storage bins outside my house. Is it full? No. So anyway, if anybody knows my wife, tell her, you need to fill up those outside storages, which I've been trying for the last 6 years. So anyway, but yeah, declutter is everywhere, isn't it?
It is. It's not only in Hawaii, but it's in the mainland and all countries. So clutter is actually starting to be something. I think during COVID, a lot of people start to see their clutter because they're home.
Right. Oh, yeah. The first 2 months after the lockdown, and I think believe it was end of March, April, me and my son did a big cleanup of our rooms. So the next portion is having the third party person of our home to declutter her stuff as well. But it's huge. I found stuff that, wow, there it is. And we found stuff we haven't seen in 15 years. I mean, 20 years. I clean out all my drawers. I clean out all my closet of hanging clothes. And we donated a lot of that stuff. But we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But yeah, our website is read all over the world. Mm-hmm. We get articles sent to us about 3 to 4 times a week from different parts around the world saying that they want to share that with us, share our website. They want to send us stuff. Unfortunately, we like to have local information. So typically, we don't accept those. But so I'm educated quite a bit on all the different avenues and different things about aging. But declutter affects everybody, doesn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it's not only senior
issue.
Young, old,
every age.
Yeah. But also you have senior move manager. That's actually what you started with, right?
Yes. We started 11 years ago with senior move managers to basically help clients transition from their home to another home, usually a retirement community. Once that started, a lot of clients would call me and say, I'm not a senior. I'm only 50 and I need help just to get rid of stuff in the house. So that's how Declutter Hawaii was born.
So a lot of people, when I first heard this, you know, I think about it. If you want to move, let's say we're moving to a retirement facility, you just don't, okay, pack everything up and move it into the new house or new facility, right?
Well, when you're in your 40s, yeah, you call your friends and you say, oh, bring your trucks and grab my stuff and throw it in the truck and take it to your new house. When you're 80s or 90s, it's not as easy. I mean, you can call your friends, but your friends are also your age. So
that's right.
If you haven't moved in 50 years, it's not that easy to move. It's how do you, move your cable? How do you move your phone? How do you pack up things? What should we pack? And so we help them through that entire process because most times they'll go from their 1,800 square foot home to a 600 square foot room. So it's really about downsizing and taking only the items that you need and want there.
Yeah, I want to kind of dive in a little bit more because what do you donate? What do you throw away? Do you save? Do you give to kids? You know, I want to kind of dive into that a little bit later on, but I wanted to backtrack a little bit. Since COVID hit in March, how has your first business been?
It's been slow. I mean, last year, March started, we had just come back from our National Association of Senior Move Managers Conference. And
it's a national organization?
Yes, we have a national, we're part of a national organization. So we went to the conference early March. We came here, COVID hit, and things kind of stopped. What kept us going was all the retirement communities needed a partner or needed someone that they trusted to move their clients in. So we did get a lot of that business because we do work with the retirement communities on the island, and they do know that we're trusted to them. So they would call us. So we still moved people into Arcadia, 15 Craigside, Kahala Nui, Kalakaua Gardens, all of the retirement communities. They were still accepting clients. Of course, safe protocols, right? Temperature check, making sure our team didn't go out of the state, those type of things. And we've kept that really close and safe within our own company because we work with seniors. Now we're all vaccinated. Our team is vaccinated, so that's another plus. So we kept going with just moving. People would call and we would do their move, go to their home, pack everything up, move it. What made it nice for us was that we'd made it a special touch for clients where the daughter, like you wouldn't be able to move your mom in and be able to go in with her like used to. You would be outside.
All the facilities, all the retirement communities were actually shut down.
Yeah, so we were able to go in. We set up our clients completely. We took a few photos, and then we sent it to the adult kids so that they felt at ease that mom and dad were settled in. So that was an extra touch that we wanted to include because I know the adult kids were worried, like, oh, what is mom going to do? Is someone going to set up her TV? Is someone going to put the dishes away? So we did all of that so that the families knew that mom was going to be okay at her place.
So when you're doing that, it's a complete move, everything from the cable to the phone to furniture to clothes, everything.
Yes, yes.
So basically you can walk right in. And what do you call that? What's the terminology? I'm trying to think of that terminology where when you move into a place, everything is turnkey.
Yeah.
So totally turnkey, isn't it?
Yep. It's ready. It's ready for them to start living. Cable's up and ready. They can, we even try to set their alarms or their clocks, make their beds, make sure everything is ready for them.
And So how has that transpired to like late last year and this year? Is everything almost back to normal, or still with the still some distancing and some social protocols in place?
All the safety protocols are still in place. It sounds as though more clients are moving. More clients are actually the biggest thing now is vacant houses. Mom and dad maybe passed away in like March, April of last year, and families couldn't come down. They couldn't celebrate their parents' life. They couldn't do anything. And the house just was there. And they locked it up, and they didn't do anything with it. So now we're noticing a lot of the adult kids are now being able to come to Hawaii, help with the estate, and now they want to sell it, so they got to clear it out. So it's been empty for a whole year. But we've been getting a lot of vacant homes now because of that situation.
Yeah, we have that in our own family. A vacant house, somebody had passed away and has been sitting there. And I mean, I told them it's a good time to sell. So get together with the family and look at what you're doing. It's really important, guys, to have a professional that does that. I mean, I was talking to some politician a couple of years ago. And I say, oh, Percy, I should have called your, by the way, Cynthia Arnold here is my niece. So she goes, oh, I should have called your niece. You know, I said, well, what happened? Oh, I moved my mom back in with me. I said, wow, how long did it take you? It took me 6 months. I could have done it. Well, how many days did it take a move, by the way? 10 days, 3 days, 2 days?
A couple of days.
It took him 6 months. I said, yeah. Oh. I mean, your car is only so big. I know what kind of car you drive. Only so big. It was actually quite funny, but he said it was a lot of work.
Yes.
I mean, guys, if you ever move your own house, can you imagine moving your parents' house? But like I said, we're going to go back to the specifics a little bit later on. But are the seniors, when they move into a facility, are they pretty comfortable? I mean, what's your experience with that? Because I know a lot of people are like, I want to stay in my home for the rest of life. But at some point, you know, that decision has to be made, yeah?
Yes, so...
And you don't get involved with that, right?
No, but we kind of... We talk with them and not necessarily tell them what to do, but guide them. Through COVID, I did notice clients who said they were going to move in April of 2020 decided not to move because there were so many restrictions. They were locked down in their unit, some of them. They were only able to see one person to bring their food. So I think a lot of them felt I didn't want to be in that situation. So they waited. I mean, we had clients that wanted to move last year and now moving now. And now that things are a little bit more open in the retirement communities, they're still doing safe protocols. But now they have some exercises going on, some activities. I think they feel a little bit more at ease moving in and not feeling, I guess a lot of them would say, like caged in. At least at home, they were free to go out. So I am seeing that people are starting to feel a little bit more comfortable about moving. I'm feeling a little bit more comfortable about the space that they're going. But yeah, it's really hard. I mean, if you're starting a conversation, I would start it earlier than later. I mean, my mother-in-law lives in the mainland, and I told her, I think when we first got married, that we'd be open to having her come to Hawaii and live here because she's by herself and we want to make sure she's safe, right? So at any age, I think it's good to start having that conversation. Also to education. I mean, there are, 12 different types of retirement communities on the island. I would visit them. I would get their information, see what you like, see what you don't like, yep. And educate yourself, because if you don't make that decision, your kids will. And
It's not always a nice picture.
Yeah, a lot of the parents are like, I don't want to move here. My daughter told me to move here. Or, you know, my son said, you have to go here. So it's better if they start the process as early as they can.
And they can take a free, typically most of the facilities, the retirement communities have offer a free tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I should say, oh, by the way, Percy from Generations Magazine said, do I get a free meal to taste the food? I would highly recommend you do that. Don't you think?
Yes. Because that's the food you're going to eat every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yep. I've had clients, I said, you should go at least twice or three times, because you may like the meal today, but the next time you go, you may hate it. And I've had clients not move because of the food.
Yeah, it is really, really important. But that's why most of the facilities have a chef, have somebody that's very experienced and from the commercial side of business, and where they work at hotels or private restaurants. They all have the experience, but it's very, very important. I had an old friend of mine, this has been several years ago, he passed away, but he moved into a facility and and he didn't like the food either. So his son would buy him, go down to Chinatown and buy him pork hash once a week. Second week, bring some duck in. And next week, he'd get some noodles. It was quite funny. Every week, the son would bring him something different. Mm-hmm. Local food, made outside of the facility, because retirement community, because it's true. I mean, I'm sure I've been to many of them. They do offer local style food, but not every day, I don't believe. Maybe some of them do every day, but not the choices you're going to get if you own them for Hawaiian food, or if you own them for Chinese food, or Vietnamese food. I mean, that's one thing about Hawaii that I love, and so that's really important. It really, guys, really important that the location. A lot of times, correct me if I'm wrong, they choose a location because maybe that's where they're from, whether it's Windward Side or West Side, or maybe where their kids live, so they can visit them. Because if my parents moved to the West Side, man, I don't think I could visit them every day. Kaneohe is not so bad, but. Well, I mean, West Side, nothing is the West Side, but I mean, I don't know if I could go there every day.
Yeah, it's either where they grew up in, or most of them move to where their family is. Like, I've had clients from Aiea, 60 years they lived in Aiea, and they moved to Hawaii Kai.
Right.
It's a really big shock, but they said, well, my kids live there, and that's, they're going to be the ones to come and visit and help us out. So, yeah, it's usually where their kids are located.
Yeah, that's really, really important, guys. And then check out the cost structure, different experiences you have, whether it's they have mahjong or bridge or a pool or a garden. That's really important. I talked to someone yesterday. The mother had dementia, so they have them in a memory unit.
Yep.
And it's very, very important to understand that they may be good today, but, 2 years, 3 years from now, we may have to make some very difficult decisions. So it's kind of good now to talk to your parents. I was talking to someone yesterday that once you reach the age of 85, is almost 50%, like 48, 49% chance you're going to get some form of dementia. And that's a national statistic. Hawaii has probably a higher percentage base of people that have dementia because we live longer. So it's something to really think about down the road. Yes, your mom may be fine now, but what happens down the road when memory becomes an issue? And so it's hard to think about that, but the reality is it's a very good chance they're going to get it. And at some point, what's the care going to look like? How are we going to pay for this? So my friend whose mother has that, I said, what about you? He goes, yeah, we thought about that. We have all the different things set up to finance long-term care. And if something happens, we know what the backup plan is going to be. So always plan for the worst case scenario, expect the best case scenario. But you have to plan for the worst case scenario, because if you do not and you plan for the best case scenario, when the worst case scenario comes up, something you didn't plan for, you're going to get stuck. You're going to make difficult decisions. You're going to make decisions that are very difficult to make a decision, first of all, and then get everybody to agree upon what to do. I've seen it so many times with a lot of my clients, and it's something that causes family friction. People don't understand why you don't do this, I do this, you do that, I don't want to do that. It's a whole gamut of different opinions that comes into play. So it's great. Cynthia Arnold from Senior Move Manager, Declutter Hawaii, is here today. And we're talking about the issue of moving, but also for decluttering. But have you seen, you guys have been here 11 years. Mm-hmm. You've been here since day one. Have you seen much change in the process or the thought, the people or they're making an easier decision or harder decisions? I mean, you're in the thick of it on the front line. What do you see? Any different changes in the industry?
Well, the only change I see is I think a lot of people are educating themselves earlier than later. Just by reading things or going to presentations. I mean, you talk about long-term care. There's all these experts. I feel like they're educating themselves more. And I also see that a lot of clients don't have family here. Like, they may have like six kids, but all their kids are in the mainland, or one's here and the rest are. So they're finding and they're realizing more that they need to plan ahead. I have seen through COVID actually more clients move to the mainland.
Really?
And it's because they're so isolated here. They said that their kids haven't come for a year because they can't. So they've decided to uproot and move to the mainland to where their kids are. And, anywhere from California side, we just moved two people to California to Florida to the East Coast. They're uprooting their life that they've been here 80 years to go to the mainland because, you know, if something were to have happened during COVID, their kids couldn't come.
Right.
And nobody can take care of them. So we've had a lot already through this COVID season that are moving to the mainland.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, I started seeing that many years ago, you know, before COVID, that that's a difficult decision where we do see more kids go to college on the mainland, don't come back.
Yep.
And it's something that I think, you know, there's no right answer. There's no right way to make a decision on that. Things will happen, but you really need to start the conversation. But thanks to Google, thanks to the internet, thanks to the baby boomers being able to access more things on the internet. They can do research on their own. But yeah, please do seek out experts and seek out people that have a lot of experience because, like you said, Cynthia, you've seen so much. How many families have you moved, by the way? Several hundred, right?
Oh, 1,000. We've moved more than 1,000 people.
Wow. 1,000 families.
Families, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yep. And it's, I mean, every year we have about 150 to 175 clients that we not only move, but declutter, age in place. And so, yeah, it's been nice.
So, guys, here's the expert right here. I'm telling you. We'll talk about probably in the second half of the show exactly what you do. Was some of the things that they do is they have a schematic, right? Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool, guys. Do you guys use that in the webinar or your shoulder schematic?
Yep.
Yeah, the floor plan. So they have a floor plan of the place you're moving to, spec right down to the inch, probably, right?
Yes.
And if you want to put your bed there, how long is your bed? How wide is your bed? How much walkway do you need? Do you have a nightstand? Where the kitchen is going to be? So we're going to talk about that in the second half of the show. But COVID has we'll get past this. I mean, I got vaccinated. I did a test when I went to the Big Island last week. But we'll get past this. Do you think there's going to be a floodgates of people really taking advantage of all the communities out there? You think people are really going to start gearing up to make that decision?
Yes.
They've been through so much.
I think it's already starting.
Pent up demand, right?
Yeah. I think a lot of people are starting to see where, you know, they want to go. If something were to happen again, that they'll be somewhere safe. Especially the adult kids are looking to see where they should, you know, what the next step should be.
Yeah. So Senior Move Manager, Declutter Hawaii, you have a webinar coming up. Is that correct?
Yes. On May 25th at 11:30 Hawaii Standard Time. We do have a lot of mainland people that come on to listen.
That's a Tuesday.
Tuesday, yep.
And a time again?
11:30 a.m.
And how long does that last?
It's about an hour. We talk about decluttering and I'll talk small aspects of the move process, aging in place, and hoarding.
Hoarding?
Yes, hoarding.
That's not a nice word.
No.
I hear that quite a bit. Actually, you guys, you know, it is a big issue. I mean, come on. If the Discovery Channel can do a whole series on hoarding.
Yes.
I mean, that's how big it is. I mean, actually, we saw that show probably came out about 6-7 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how big it is. I mean, did you guys see, go if you Google the Oprah Winfrey Show and they had that family. Did you see that one on Oprah Winfrey Show?
No.
They had hoarders and it must have been about 8 years ago, but she's been gone a while. And they had a nice family on a couch, husband, wife, and son. I mean, typical family you see in the mainland. But she was a huge hoarder. When they what Oprah Winfrey did was she helped them declutter, like the whole house.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they had a big house. Believe it or not, when they laid everything out on the ground outside, what they did to show how much stuff they had in the house, it filled a whole football field.
Oh, I
football
bet.
Field. She had thousands of dollars in clothes that she never ever wore and still had a tag on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she had 5 rooms, and I believe 4 of them, it was filled to the ceiling.
Oh, I've seen that.
You have? Yep. Oh, my goodness. I guess they don't go in and out very often then.
No.
Well, I remember the first house when I started this reverse mortgage business in 2002. I remember the first house I've never seen. I was 42 years old, and I had to walk through the walkway. It goes, let me show you this bedroom, but you got to kind of turn sideways because the hallway's kind of tight. It's got a lot of stuff. So, I mean, I'm not a small guy. I had to turn sideways. I barely got my stomach along the wall to walk down the hallway. I don't wear nice shoes anymore, by the way.
Yeah.
Because when I had to walk outside once, oh, my God, it wasn't nice. So, guys, if you have a family like that, call Cynthia Arnold from Declutter Hawaii and get that done. have the conversation now. But you guys have webinars almost every month, don't you?
Yep. Since COVID, we now are doing webinars instead of in-person presentations.
And when do you guys have those, and how do people find out about them?
You can go on our website at www.smmhawaii.com.
Or Senior Move Manager, smmhawaii.com.
Yep. Yep.
And have them listed all there?
Yes. Every month. We try to do it the last week of the month. We have done a series of three different ones, but we did that all in 2020. So I'm kind of condensing it for those now.
Okay. So not just the same one every month now. Yeah, it's really important. And obviously, you can ask. It'll be a Q&A session, I'm sure. But I would tell you, get interviewed, have a plan, discuss the options, discuss the process, make sure you thoroughly understand. And the cost structure, I'm sure, is something that people want to know about. It's really important, guys. So anyway, what's the best way to reach you guys?
You can call us at 808-221-8345 or send us an email at info@smmhawaii.com.
And otherwise, just go to the website, smmhawaii.com. Guys, we're going to take a short break here, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to kind of dive into the second part of the show on really the process. We're going to kind of nail down everything from start to finish on what the move looks like, what it's going to cost, and some of the issues along the way, because I'm sure a lot of these moves, they don't run smoothly, do they?
No.
Anyway, we're here with Cynthia Arnold from Senior Move Manager, Declutter Hawaii. I am Percy Howard, your host. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
5914777. Who's got the best deals of Vegas around? Call 5914777 today. Vacations Hawaii. Vacations Hawaii. Vacations Hawaii. Good luck, we go play. 5914777 today. Good luck, we go play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I'm Percy here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. here on 101.1 FM, by the way, and the Oldies Channel. And guys, this is probably the most listened to radio station for the 50 plus market because they play the best music from the 60s and 70s. Albeit, I know the 80s are pretty good. 90s, nah, not bad. 2000, nah, I don't know. But the 60s and 70s, if you listen to the channel long enough, that's why all these old songs you see on commercials today. You know? And who's the biggest band from that time? Eagles. Yeah. Who are the rockers from the 60s and 70s? Stone, yeah, but I mean, were they better than Earth, Wind & Fire? It's a hard rub, but yeah, they're, the Stones were great. The Eagles were from the 80s or 70s?
70s.
Eagles are good. Tower Power, but it's all instrumental, but there's a lot of great shows. But anyway, George, I'm every day somebody goes, oh, I listened to your show. I'm just kind of surprised, actually. And you know what? 70% of them are guys. Well, because I hang out with a lot of guys. Sure. But I was just surprised. I mean, when I go golfing or I play softball, I swam at the pool yesterday morning and actually this morning. I'm just surprised. And so kudos to 101.1, guys. But yeah, check it out, really. I know it's only on Oahu. In fact, I was in a corner last week and they said, hey, by the way, your show's not on anymore. I said, yeah, it's only on Oahu for now, but we'll figure that out down the road. But just go to our website. You can listen to all our past shows. As you guys know, my day job is a reverse mortgage, so I have to legally mention my reverse NMLS number is 582-944 just for disclosure purposes. Because once in a while, we do talk about financing and long-term care and sometimes reverse mortgage. Not a whole lot, actually, but it is something that I have to disclose. But anyway, here with Cynthia Arnold from Senior Move Manager, Declutter Hawaii. this kind of segment, Cynthia, I want to kind of walk through exactly what happens. Well, I wouldn't just say exactly, because not everyone's the same, right? But what is that process besides, okay, let's say, okay, Cynthia, I met with my son, George, and his other son, George, and his father-in-law, George, right? There's three Georges in your family, right, George? That's why he's G3.
Only two, but right now.
And, okay, we decided we want to use you guys. What's the next step?
So we first go and meet with a client and whoever's going to be involved, and we meet them at their home so that we can see what's going to be done. So whether they want to move or they want to declutter and age in place, or if they it's an estate, maybe it's G1's estate and, you know, needing to clear it out. So we'll go and I'll take time to talk with the family and see what's going on, see what their situation is, because out of the 1,000-plus clients, not every situation has been the same.
I'm sure.
And we're not a cookie-cutter company, so we customize it to what their needs are. I'll do a walkthrough, talk with the client, and a lot of times I want to get an idea of how they feel of their possession. So I'll ask them some questions.
What do you mean by feel of the possession? Whether they want to keep it or throw it away?
Well, why they have it, what they enjoy about it. Like if they have a whole wall of vases. I'm talking to Mrs. L and I said, "Oh, Mrs. L, where did you get this vase from? Tell me a little bit about it." And then from their stories, I can see how much it means to them. Or if they say, "Oh, that was just from a travel," then obviously it's not that important to them. If they go into detail about, "Oh, this painting I bought in Germany 50 years ago when my husband was stationed there," and she has the entire story for it, then I know how important that is.
So I got one of those, by the way. I was born in Germany, by the way, in 1960. what do you call those? Beer steins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that at grandma's house?
Yeah. My name's on it. My name and date. Everybody in my family has that. Well, siblings.
So, yeah, I mean, and that kind of gives me an idea. And then as I walk through the home, I can kind of see what they've accumulated. Like we were talking about hoarders earlier. You know, if the entire home is completely full, I can tell that they do collect things. They can't part with things. Even with things that maybe I see a stack of Jack in the Box McDonald's cups. I know how extreme it is on how hard it is for them to get rid of stuff.
Jack in the Box paper cup?
Yes. We had a client that kept every single thing they ate, even like an ice cream. You know, cardboard, you really can't reuse it. I mean, you know.
Oh, I know people have.
Cardboard.
Yeah, I know.
Styrofoam, those type of things. Even cleaning every fork they used or every chopstick.
With chopstick?
Yep. I can see, I can kind of tell.
I know somebody does that, by the way.
What it means to them. I want to tell you that the most gnarly house we've been in was.
For the seniors that may not use the word gnarly.
What does gnarly mean? awesome, I guess.
Because I think some kids may not know what gnarly is, but okay.
So like, we've been into so many houses, and one of the homes we went into, I was just like so happy because I've never seen it before. We actually had walked through the carport, and it was like a hallway of stuff. I mean, it was so saturated. I was like, wow, how does he do this? And his entire home was like, that was, I mean, I know it's he's definitely a hoarder, but that's probably the most stuff I've ever seen, where it was so saturated that if you pulled something here, it wouldn't fall. It was, he made hallways of stuff, and instead of walls, it was stuff. But, I mean, that's the extreme side. But most of our clients, as I go through and, you know, if I notice a whole drawer of pens and, you know, all the different company names, I know that they go to senior fairs. So I just ask them, you know, what does this mean to you? What does these items mean to you? And as they talk about it, I can kind of get an idea of what things mean to them and what things don't. That's kind of the starting point.
Yeah, but that's not a decision you can make right there.
No, but for them talking about it, like if I were to talk about something in 5 seconds versus in 30 seconds, right? Or say, oh, that's junk.
But so, and a lot of it is not what you think they should keep, right?
Correct.
It's what they think.
Correct.
Because I know people like that. Say, oh, yeah, they should just throw it away. I work with a lot of financial advisors and CPAs, attorneys. Go, oh, they, I don't know why they keep that kind of stuff. I said, well, there's got to be a story behind it.
Yes.
And that's one thing I actually train a lot of business professionals, and I try to walk them through that. Can you imagine, let's say it's your mom, that was your mom's thing, how would you feel about it? Because it is somebody's mom.
Yep.
So that's one thing, professionals out there, you got to understand, it's not a cookie cutter, and everybody's family is different. Everybody has certain emotional tie to something in the house that may not be for you, but it may be for your clients. So we just try to understand that. Yeah.
Yes, as professionals, we see it in a different way. right? We go in it and say, oh my God, you know, why did they keep all these things? But you have to put yourself in their slippers. Yep. And what I also noticed, because I had a client that wanted to just get rid of stuff. She was like, I don't need all this. I said, well, were you going to ask your kids or your, you know, your nieces or nephews? And she's like, oh, they don't want anything. I was like, did you ask them, right? Because I've had a client where the niece was so attached to this Japanese doll that she had that she always loved it as a kid. And we were going to get rid of it. But the niece had asked, oh, what are you going to do with that, auntie? And she said, oh, I think we're going to get rid of it. And she really wanted it. So I usually say, ask your kids, ask your grandkids. And if you're okay, ask the extended family. Because like for our family, right, we've all been in each other's homes. And if there's something that somebody cherished, you don't know that.
Right.
And the auntie didn't know. She's like, oh, I was so happy that I gave it to my niece. Right, that warm feeling of that somebody else is appreciating your items, that's really what they want. They don't want it going into the trash. They want it to go to people that would enjoy it or people that are going to have good memories with it as well.
Yeah, the emotional tie is very strong, especially over the years. I'm in homes quite a bit as well. And it's something that I think you have to be cognizant of it. You have to have a little empathy of it. And because you may not think it's worth a cent, but it could be worth only 5 cents to them, but it means something to them. So it's really important. And I'm talking actually to the kids as well, because a lot of times the kids nowadays, they don't understand that, or they've been away for quite a time, or maybe it was something from their childhood that mom still keeps. It's important, guys. So so what happens next? Okay, they say, I want to get rid of this. I don't want to get rid of this. I'll throw away with this. So when you say throw away, they must have to, you hire one of these junk companies or whatever. How do you get rid of all that stuff? Or do you guys take it to the dump?
Yep, we can do that. We can take it to the dump.
Not big stuff.
Or we have a dumpster. So the most economic way is to get a dumpster. And you'd be surprised how fast a dumpster can be filled.
Oh, I did that when I renovated my house. I was shocked how we filled that thing up.
Yes, it's quite fast. And because, you know, we call them black holes, right? You open a cabinet and it doesn't look like very much. But when you start pulling it out and putting it in bags, or it takes up a lot. It's kind of like expands for some reason. But so we can haul it away, or we use a dumpster if it's
you have your own feasible dumpster?
We work with a vendor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, the trash stuff is basically things that are rusted, stained, soiled, termite eaten, a lot of termite stuff here in Hawaii, or something that just can't be reused or redonated. So we try to donate as much things as we can.
Well, on that topic, Cynthia, donating things, I think my wife called you, right, about certain things you can donate, certain mm-hmm. places that will take certain things.
Yep.
There are places, and I didn't realize this, is that certain places will take clothes, certain places will take appliances, certain places will take furniture, yeah?
Yep. So Goodwill and all the basic donation places will take all your household stuff. But you have to be careful because, like, books, a lot of places won't take books if they're browned or there's stains around them.
Or mold or something like that.
Yeah. Also, the condition.
So what
do you
do with those?
Those would be trashed.
Really?
Yeah. Because not even friends of the library.
You can't clean them or anything like that? Library won't take it?
Once it's on the outside of the... If you look at a book and if the outside is like browned and you know it should be white, then they won't take it.
You have to throw it away?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, what else?
VHS tapes, nobody wants those.
Oh, yeah. Unless you put on an eBay and somebody on the mainland... Went around the world, they may have VHS. There are people like that.
Yeah, there are.
But not a whole lot.
And I know some of them are collectible or some of them work, yeah. But it's got to be that specific one. And we've talked to people before and they're like, yeah, it's got to be this one. It's not that one. Or like, you know, Disney in the vault, right? Even though they say it's never going to come back out, the DVDs are coming out now. So unless you have a VHS player, you know, why are you keeping the VHS tapes? The ones that are like family events or family videos, I would suggest digitizing them to CDs.
There's actually
right
companies
now.
In Kaneo and Ayed. Those are two I know for sure because we did it for our family show I created several years ago. But they can you give them the DVD or CD or VHS, mm-hmm. even 8-track, they can convert it to digital.
Yeah, I did. unfortunately, Costco closed there, but all of Grandma and Grandpa's 8mm film, I digitized them at Costco, and one of them was me at like 1 year old walking around with on the tennis court. So it was pretty cool to get that footage, but yeah, I would digitize them earlier the better.
Yeah, because those things will deteriorate.
It will.
So what other things, like what about things that I still got like an old TV or furniture. What do you guys do with those?
So we've been working with a church out in Makaha. We've been blessed to have them because they will come and pick up furniture or we take it out there. And they take everything that can be reused. So beds, most places will not take beds, but they will because they give it to their Waianae community who less fortunate, who don't have things. So a sofa that might be a little dirty, they'll take because they can reuse it. They love appliances. They give it to all different places. One of the families needed a refrigerator at the housing in Kalihi, and we just so happened to have one. They came, picked it up, and they were so happy with it.
Wow.
It was used, but they don't have one. So we have been working with them for a couple years now, so we've been so blessed to have them. Other than that, we give to all the other charities, the household goods, the dishes, the clothes, and things like that. But we know because we go there all the time that what the quality is. So like stained or dirty stuff, they really can't resell that. The idea that we try to instill is, would you go to Goodwill and buy this for $2? And if you wouldn't buy it for $2, then how do you think Goodwill will sell it? Because they themselves have a dumpster that they dump
a lot of the stuff
that gets donated.
But what about like old Chinaware? You know, like the old Chinaware from back in the 60s and 70s? You know, people used to, that was your wedding gift, right?
Yes.
The Chinaware or silverware or glassware. What do you do with those?
Unfortunately, if the client doesn't want it, we end up donating it.
Okay, but you can't resell. I know certain things you do resell, right?
Yes, we do resell things. The highest ticket items are usually the furniture that's in good condition. Like I have a sofa that's being sold now. Dressers are like hot. I don't know why, but a lot of people like dressers, sofas, things that they can even put out on their patio. They don't want something new. They just want something they can put outside. Dressers are really big.
Dressers.
Oh. Yeah. And then the Chinaware, there are places like replacements.com that sell and buy, but those are like if you had a 12-piece set and you broke 3 dishes and 2 cups, then you buy 3 dishes and 2 cups. It's not a whole set. So I would suggest if you have family members that like it, pass it on to them. Most generation me and under would probably not want
40
it.
40 and under.
Yeah. So I'm talking about the grandkids. Some of them, I don't even know if Zach knows what China is or crystal, right? It's just the fancy stuff that's in grandma's cabinet.
Right.
So it's, and then the other thing I tell our clients is, why don't you just use them? Use them for your everyday dishes, because if not, you spent all that money, nobody wants it. I would use it. So a lot of our clients are using it now.
Interesting. That's a good thought, guys. But anyway, we're here with Cynthia Arnold from Senior Move Manager, Declutter Hawaii. Before we forget, give them the contact info again because they might dig out from the show, but what's your contact info before? And we'll do it again at the end of the show.
You can call me at 808-221-8345, or you can email us at info@smmhawaii.com.
Yeah. So anyway, also on page 12 of this issue, April May issue, is a declutter your home for a move or to age in place safely. Our partner story on her, Cynthia Arnold, and it's a great piece. It's got a lot of great information. So what are some of the unique situations or the worst case scenarios that you've seen through your experience? Because I like to give our listeners just real stories or that you've seen. I know one story you told me many years ago that you had a guy that had like 6 truckloads of mail.
Yeah, junk mail. Yes,
he kept the junk mail.
Yeah. And he was really organized about it. I mean, all the junk mail.
You have to be. You have 6 years worth.
Well, he had packed every day of junk mail. He put in a rubber band and dated it. Yes, and dated it. So,
What was the oldest one he had?
I would say a couple years old.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that old.
But I was trying to get to the idea of why he started keeping them, right? Because 6 truckloads of, and let me tell you, paper is heavy. Right? Even though you have a big trash bag, you cannot fill it. So Yeah, I mean, we've unfortunately come into situations because the houses have been vacant of a lot of rodents. And I think adult kids are really sad, and they feel ashamed. I tell them, don't feel ashamed. You know, if mom wanted you to come to the house, she would have let you in. Yeah, we always picked her up on the side of the road. She would always be waiting before we got there. And when we dropped her off, she said, no, I can go. You go, go do your thing. And so you never know what mom and dad, if they wanted you to see it, they would see it. And it's don't feel guilty. Don't feel bad because, if mom wanted you to see their house, she would have let you. And we've come into a lot of live, partially dead carcasses.
Animals, cats.
Yes, yeah. Animals, especially if you live by a stream or live near the woods. Scares me a lot. But we just can't say no. So, we want to protect our staff, but we also want to make sure that the client can get the help that they need. It's unfortunate. We've also came into places where somebody had passed away.
Wow, really?
In the house, and we come after, and
you're supposed to declutter the house or move them, and they passed away in the house?
No, one time, and this is what's scary, when you go up to the door and you knock and nobody answers, and then you call and nobody answers, that freaks me out. But once we had a client that actually passed away before, they had scheduled the move a while ago, so then it was more of a clear out than a move, but... Yeah, it's tough because we get so close to our clients that it really hits close
to
us.
Absolutely. We know their life story a lot of times. Yep. Their pain, their concerns, their wants in life, and they talk about their family. So, yeah, I get it. I mean, I see this quite a bit myself when I deal with families. What do you do with clients that, dementia is setting in and they have to move out? How is it talking to somebody about that when they have dementia or early signs of dementia?
So we usually work with family members. We had a client that the wife had Alzheimer's, and we worked mainly with the husband. When we were there, the wife went to a daycare. One day she actually didn't go to a daycare, and she was there, and she was like, "What are you doing? Why are you taking all my stuff?" And, I mean, it freaked her out. And so we... told the husband, we don't want mom to be all freaked out and shaky, so we're going to just leave today, and we'll come back when she's at daycare another day. Because it's very stressful for a client with dementia or Alzheimer's, thinking strangers are in their house. What are you doing? Why are you taking my stuff? And they see it leave, right? So we usually try to work with a family member, because we also don't want to be accused by a family member that, this company came in and took all my stuff. So with that, we want to be really careful. The other thing that we do ask, if who has lived in the home, if they did have dementia or Alzheimer's, because we found like a diamond ring once. One of our clients said, my husband took the ring and hid it somewhere and he doesn't know because he had Alzheimer's. We ended up finding the diamond ring. So it's those kind of questions we want to ask, because we'll know that things will be found, or that we have to be looking out for stuff.
You found money too under the bed?
Oh yeah, $16,000 of cash in the back of a dresser.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sneaky buggers, huh?
Yeah. And family doesn't know, right? Daughter and son, they don't know that mom hid this money.
Yeah, we cleaned out somebody's house recently, a family member, and they found an old jewelry box hid up in the attic.
Yep.
The house has been vacant for a while. It's been robbed a couple of times, and they hid it in a place where the robbers couldn't find.
Yeah.
But it's something. Can I ask you, so regard to like a cost structure, what are like a simple three-bedroom, two-bath house? I wouldn't say simple, but a three-bedroom, two-bath house that has got some clutter, but they want to move. How many days would it take, and what kind of cost estimate?
That is a typical house, a three-bedroom house, going from a three-bedroom to like a one-bedroom. Typical cost is about $4,000 to $6,000 to move them, and then to declutter and get rid of their stuff.
So is taking stuff, cleaning everything out.
Yep.
Moving everything to a new facility, making sure everything is just right for them. And how many days would that be?
The move we do a pack up and move in 2 days. The clear out can be depending 1 or 2 days. There are some days that we have, like the biggest home we did recently was a 5-day job, Wow. Every room was full, stacked to the.
So you are a moving company, or you guys actually move yourself?
We do all of the moving.
You do all the moving. Well. You have a big truck or something?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Full on service.
We evolved, yes.
Wow.
And, you know, when my team says, "Sin, we can do it. We don't need to hire," then okay.
Oh, you have like big chumpy truck that says Declutter Hawaii.
Oh no, we have to rent the big ones because.
Oh, that, okay.
Yeah, cost-wise, we rent those out.
Oh, that's actually a pretty reasonable price. I was surprised how cheap some of these trucks are, yeah?
Yep.
And so, obviously, pre-COVID, so the family actually does a walkthrough with you as well to the old house and the new place?
Yep. If they are involved, because a lot of our seniors are pretty savvy, you know? They don't need their kids, and they don't want to bother them.
Right.
I think what they feel is they've got their kids, they have soccer and baseball and all these things, so they'll do all of it. The kids just come and enjoy. So we've worked with just our clients before, or we worked with family.
Oh, huh, interesting. That sounds really good. Any last tip before we close out the show today?
Start earlier than later.
It must be stressful for people that start later, yeah?
Yes. If they have to do it, they call me and they say I have to move next week, it's very stressful for them. Moving is one of the biggest stressors in life.
Yeah.
So
I can imagine.
If you are wanting to move in 5 years, get your name on the list somewhere and start decluttering.
Well, you say somewhere, check out the different...
At the retirement
community. But you should probably just call you. You've seen every one of them, right?
Yep. Yep. And I know all the retirement communities. So if you have any questions, I guess you would say a non-biased party.
Fiduciary.
Yeah.
I like the word fiduciary where, you know, you're looking out for the best interests of your client. Or like people, you know, I tell people, even though you do reverse mortgage, if you don't do reverse mortgage, you always call me. I can give you insight on certain things, and I'm not an expert in everything. So I'll give you a lead or a referral out. But give them an insight on what to look for, because sometimes they don't know what to ask.
Yes.
You know, I know a family went to a facility and didn't even try the food.
Oh.
I said, why not? You got to try. It's very important. I'm not a picky eater, but I can be. But I want good food. Ask my wife. You know, but... You have to try the food. So, Cynthia Arnold, for Senior Move Manager, Declutter Hawaii. Great information, guys. If you missed the show or you see a friend, tell them go to generations808.com. Check it out. Last time, contact information.
You can call me at 808-221-8345 or email us at info@smmhawaii.com.
And check out their website because they have all the webinars. Are you placing your webinars on our calendar as well? I think you were doing that.
I think so.
I talked to Rick about that. But yeah, also for people that are dealing with dementia in their family, June 17th, Thursday, 10 to 11 a.m. in the morning, Navient Hawaii is doing a caregiver workshop for people that have caregivers for their parents or a loved one that has dementia. And it's really about responding to dementia and related behavior and understanding the behavior of a person with dementia. So kind of really important. June 17th, again, is a Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. You can just go to navienhawaii.org or just give them a call. It just came out today. So I'll probably be attending that. I try to attend as many webinars as I can. And don't forget our webinars, Generations Magazine webinars, are the third Wednesday of the month. You can go to our website, generations808.com, check that out, or just give our community development person, Rick Tabor, a call. His number, don't worry, I'm going to give out his cell number. It is, I get my glasses here, 285-5936. He'll fill you in. We're doing every webinar every month of this year, 2021, actually going forward. So don't forget, on our Facebook page, just type in there, Generations Magazine. So, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Tell your friends about this, our show, and pass on all this great information. As always, everybody, aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
5914777. Who's got the best deals of Vegas around? Call
5914777 today. Vacations Hawaii. Vacations Hawaii. Vacations Hawaii. Good luck, we go play.
5914777 today.
Good luck,
we go play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.